Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All right. We're going to keep working on that Christmas music, folks. Welcome back. As much as we love Tom Petty, the late, great Tom Petty, we're going to keep working on that Christmas music. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Christmas Day, and it's a little crazy here today. This is a little bit of a different day. I'm a little bit, even though this is my 21st consecutive live Christmas show, this is just a little bit of an out of cycle for me, and we're just kind of, you know, taking it easy and enjoying the holiday. Right now, we're visiting with our good friend Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's the show you're listening to on this Christmas Day, 2017. Barbara Weltman is one of my favorite people on the planet, one of my heroes, the author of all the important books on small business taxes. And Barbara, thanks again for being here. Thanks for almost 20 years. We're going to celebrate your 20th in a couple of months here with us. And thank you for being here. I do want to take a little bit of at least one segment, talk a little business, because you are the small business expert on the new tax bill, and I wanted you to give us a little tour about, I know there's a lot of different things, but basically, can you help small business owners understand how their taxes are going to be calculated now under the new bill?
Okay. It's not as complicated as you may think. So basically, if you happen to have a C corporation, a regular corporation,
yep.
We now have a flat tax at 21%. No more graduated rates. Regardless of the amount of your profit, you're going to pay 21%. But the vast majority, 97-99% of all businesses in the U.S. are pass-throughs, meaning you're sole proprietor, you have a limited liability company, partnership, S-corporation.
That's me, I'm an S-corp.
Right. So owners are going to pay tax on their profits at their personal rates, which has not changed. There are two things that changed, both of which could reduce taxes for pass-through owners. One is we have a new set of tax brackets. So, for example, the top rate went from 39.6% down to 37%. So, and the other brackets are reduced also. So we have lower rates. The second thing we have is a new tax deduction of 20% of qualified business income. This is income.
Barbara, let me stop you for just a second. Folks, I want to make sure we bring everybody on board here on one thing. Folks, in the past, if you were a pass-through entity at all, like Barbara said, all of your income from business and personal was taxed at the personal rate. You're still going to have a personal tax rate, but that will only be for your W-2 and your non-business income. Your business income will be taxed at another level. And you said that, Barbara. I just want to say it again so people can realize.
No, it's actually going to be perhaps at the same level, but it could be lower, and I'll tell
right.
you
no,
why.
Right, no, no, but my point is there going to be two calculations. In the past, there was only one calculation. An S-Corp wasn't a tax-paying entity. It was only a tax-filing entity. Now right. It will be a tax-filing and a tax-paying entity.
No.
Well,
the S-Corporation is not paying tax.
But you're calculating the rate for
no,
it.
No. You're adding your pass-through income to your bank interest and W-2 income, but you're going to pay the graduated rate on that. But before you apply the rate overall on your overall taxable income, you may be able to take a new 20% deduction.
For what? For business income or for all income?
Or just applied to qualified business income, and this is
right.
income from the U.S.
Right.
So this is on your pass-through income. The thing is that there are limitations on this 20% deduction. So
I want to make sure we know what the 20% is on.
Okay.
Because if you're an S-corporation –
It's on your pass-through income.
Right. Whatever the corporation, the profit, the
that
income, the taxable
you.
Income from your S-Corp return, that number is, they're calling it pass-through, folks, and that's what will be taxed at the new rate. The new small business rate.
It's going to be, there's no, no, you're still using the wrong, getting the wrong terminology. There's no small business rate. It's just a question of what qualifies for the 20% deduction. When the House was coming along, they were going to have a special tax rate for pass-throughs. Mm-hmm. That never happened. We don't have any special tax rate for pass-throughs. What we have is the regular rates on for individuals.
I'm still thinking about the House, the way the House
right.
had
no,
it.
Forget that. That doesn't exist. So what we just have is a separate tax deduction, which in effect, if you qualify for this deduction, it brings the effective tax rate down.
Okay, so you're saying
that effectively. So in other words, if you made $100,000 of profit, you're only going to pay tax on 80% of your profits. 80% is going to be taxed at your regular tax rate.
Ah. So there are no new pass-through rates.
Correct. No new tax.
See, I didn't realize that's how they wound up.
They wound up killing what was in the House. The Senate came up with a different scheme.
That's why I was confused.
Okay, the Senate came up with a different scheme, and the conference went with the Senate version, only they tweaked it a little, but that's what it was.
I think a lot of people were confused. All right, so let me see if I get this real quick. So whatever your income is from your pass-through entity, your tax filing entity, your S-Corp, let's say that's $100,000, all that goes over like it always did to your personal, but you might qualify for a 20% haircut off of that.
Correct.
So you pay lower, but when let's say you get that 20%, when it goes over, then do you apply the personal rates?
Yeah, but maybe you'll be in a lower tax bracket because of that.
Let's finish this right after this break. Right back with Barbara Wellman, Intel. Good job, Barbara.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.